Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Ches Sivan, Istra Chag Shavuos, 19th of May, Harav Yaakov Tzvi Mor Shlita, the uniqueness of Istra Chag Shavuos.
Yes, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Istra Chag is mentioned in the Gemara, Sukkah Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a Memra, B'Shem Reb Shim Ben Yochai, Kol ha'oise isur l'chag ba'achila u'shtia. Anybody who makes an isur, miloshen matir asurim, to connect, to bind oneself to the yontiv ba'achila u'shtia, ma'ala olav ha'kosuv ki'ilu bona mizbeach ve'hikriv olav korban. Shenema, a posuk which everybody's familiar with, keil Hashem va'yoel lanu, Isru Chag Ba'avoisim Ad Karnois HaMizbeach. So Rashi says, what does Ba'avoisim mean? Avoisim, says Rashi, Behemois, Ovois, Ushmeinois. Thick, fat, juicy steaks. So the Pasuk is telling us, Keil Hashem Vayoelonu, Ribbono Shel Olam has shown us his Ha'ora's ponim. We've had a yontiv. Isruchak, tie yourselves to the yontiv. Ba'avoisim, how? With thick, juicy pieces of meat. That's the menu for lunch today. Ad karnois hamizbeach. And this is such a choshev inyan that it reaches the same level as the karbonois, which the dam is put on the karnois hamizbeach. So it's ma'alav akosav ki'ilu bona mizbeach v'hikriv olav korban. There's a very interesting Rashi here. Rashi says, what does it mean you connect yourself to the yontav ba'achila ushtia? And Rashi says two different pshatim. The first pshat says Rashi, shekoyre l'chag oineg b'maychol amishta. The first pshat of Rashi is that the pasuk and the drosha is talking about on yontav itself, not the day after yontav. On Yontav, you have to connect to a Yontav. How do you connect to a Yontav? With Achila and Shtia. That's how you connect to the Yontav. V'yeshoimrim, says Rashi, there's no chapshat, yoim shela'acha ha'chag. The day after Yontav. So according to the Yeshoimrim from Rashi, this is the inyan that we know that we have the day after Yontav called Isruchak. And where is it brought in Shulchan Aruch? So this is the big controversy, because in the Seder of Shulchan Aruch, Pesach v'Shteitzach comes before Shavuos. Hilchos Pesach, Simon Tov Chof Tes, the Mechaber does not mention the Inyan of Isru Chag. So at the end of the first Simon on Hilchos Pesach, the Ramah makes a comment. Zok the Ramah, the noyagin laharbas ktsas bachila shtia biyoim achar hachag vahu isru chag. So the Ramah, the day after Yontav, we should have something special because that's isru chag. The Makor, Gemara v'Rashi, Sukkah. What's him at the Mechaber? The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch didn't write anything about isru chag. So he did. But he only wrote it at the end of Hilchus Chag HaShavuos. The last halacha in Hilchus Chag HaShavuos, that's in Simon Tov Tzadi Dalet, Zokta Mechaba, Osa Lehis Anois B'moitzoi Chag HaShavuos. The day after Shavuos, there's an Issa Tanis. So, the Magen Avraham asks, what's going on here? I mean, the Mechaba was also aware of the Rashi and Sukkah, there's an inyan of Isru Chag. He didn't write it in Hilchos Pesach. He only wrote it in Hilchos Shavuos, and he put it down as an Issa Lehisanus. So it appears, says the Magen Avraham, that the Mechaber held it doesn't apply to every Yontif. Mechaber had nothing to say on Pesach, but Shavuos is different. Isru Chag Shavuos is different, Moitzeh Chag Shavuos is different. The Magen Avraham says, because we find in the Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that the day after Shavuos was sometimes a day when all of Klal Yisrael would bring a korban. When would this be? When Shavuos is Chal b'Shabbos. Shabbos, you can only bring korbanos tzibur. You can't bring a korban yochid. Every yontiv, shalosh regalim, there's a mitzvah to bring a oilas re'iyah and a shalmei chagiga. If it's Chal b'Shabbos, you can't bring it. But on Shavuos, the Gemara learns out, you have another 6 days after Yontif. That's why we don't say Tachnon for another 6 days after Shavuos. Because we learn out to Hekish from Pesach and Sukkos. You have 7 days for Pesach to bring the Korban, 7 days for Sukkos to bring the Korban. So Shavuos is also compared, and you have 7 days. So if you couldn't bring on the first day, you could bring the next day. So the Gemara says that when Shavuos was Chal b'Shabbos, the following day, Sunday, had a name. It was called Yom Tavoyach. Yom Tavoyach means the day of Shechita. It was the day when Korbanos were brought. All of Klal Yisrael thronged to the Beis HaMikdosh. They came with their animals to bring the Oilas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. That was the day after Shavuos. And the Gemara says, on a Yom Tavoyach, a day when a person brings his Korban is a Yontif. It's got certain rules of Yontif. It's got Issa Melocha, Issa Tanis, Issa Hesved. So Mimela says the Gemara, the Yom Tavoyach of Shavuos was often, whenever it was Chal b'Shabbos, was a very special day. Says the Mogen Avraham that the Mechaber apparently didn't hold of Isra Chag on every Yontif. We'll have to see why not, but he didn't hold of Isra Chag on every Yontif. But Moitza Chag Shavuos, because very often the day after Shavuos was a Yom Tavoyach, there's Issa Hesped V'Tanis, and the Gemara actually tells a Maisa, the Gemara in Chagiga, Yud Ches Amad Aleph, the Gemara brings a Maisa, that there was somebody called Alaksa, who was some Adam Godel, and he died the day after Shavuos, and they wanted to make a Hesped. And Rabbi Tarfon said, you can't make a Hesped. You can't make a Hesped. Because it's the day after Shavuos. So Zokh the Magen Avraham, that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch paskens Dafka Moitze Chag HaShavuos, but not every other Yontif. That's the Mahalach of the Magen Avraham. The Gro, the Vilna Gaon, in Bi'a Gro, he says, Be'emes, the Mechaber also agrees that every Yontif is an Inyan of Yisro Chag. However, since the Gemara brings a Maisa with the Issa Hesved on Moitze Chag HaShavuos, on Issa Chag Shavuos, therefore the Shulchan Aruch only registered it at the time when the Gemara gives us a story that they actually implemented, they put into practice that there was an Issa Hesped on Moitze Chag Shavuos. So therefore the Mechaber writes, Osa Lizanas Moitze Chag Shavuos, which is the Mechaber's quotation of this Maisa in the Gemara. But in principle, the Mechaber would agree, and the Chayra, there's a poshter raya for the Gro's Mahalach, because as we know, everything in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is based on what he's already written in the Beis Yosef on the Torah. And if you look in the Beis Yosef on the Torah, here in Chag HaShavuos, he brings the Gemara in Sukkah. He brings the Din of Yom Tavoyach as well, but he brings the Gemara in Sukkah. Yisru Chag Ba'avoyisim Ad Kanus HaMizbeach. So it seems that the Mechaber was working with the second pshat of Rashi. So it comes out so far like this. According to the Mogen Avraham, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch didn't paskin like the second pshat of Rashi. He learned the halacha is that there's no chiyuv of achila shtia on Isru Chag of a regular yontif, but only for Moitze Chag HaShavuos because of this special inyan of Yom Tavoyach. Whereas according to the Gro, it comes out that the inyan of Isru Chag applies to every yontif, even according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber, the way, the style of the Mechaber is that he only wrote it b'negei Chag HaShavuos, but In principle, the Mechaber would agree with the Ramo that Isra Chag applies every Yontif. There's a complication, and that is on the Magen Avraham's Mehalach. Magen Avraham says that Mechaber was working with the din of Yom Tavoyach. In the Sugya there in Chagiga, the Gemara says that you could have a Yom Tavoyach on other days as well, even when Shavuos did not fall on Shabbos. The day after Shavuos was also a popular day for bringing Karbonos, because after all, you have 7 days to bring Karbonos. So even if the first day of Shavuos was not Shabbos, and you could have brought the Karbonos on Shavuos itself, but there were many people who couldn't get to the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos itself. I mean, after all, you had to be in Yerushalayim. And even though people went to be Oyla Rega, if you've got 7 days, not everybody went on the first day of Yontav to Yerushalayim. People living in other places in Eretz Yisrael, they would come with their Karbonos afterwards. Which day would they choose? They would choose the first opportunity after Yontav. So even when Shavuos would be on a weekday, it could be there'd be many people in Klal Yisrael from around Eretz Yisrael who don't come on Yontav because they couldn't travel on Yontav, but they came the following day.
Why couldn't they come on Yontav? They could have come the day before. Same way they can come the day after Yontav. They could have come the day before Yontav as well.
But then they have to stay in Yerushalayim for Yontav. They're committed to stay there.
So you mean that the daf went, they could only just like on a short visit?
That's right. They went for a visit specifically to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, if it depends.
After Shavuos, you consider Oyla Regel?
Yes, you can be Oyla Regel for Shavuos any time during those 7 days. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel applies either Shavuos and the 6 days afterwards. There's only certain melachas that are on the day you bring a carbon. Traveling is not one of them. Traveling is mutter.
Oil regen, even 2 days after Yontif.
Correct.
Only Shavuos or Pesach as well.
Every Yontif, the Shalosh Regalim, you have 7 days to be oil regal. So Pesach, the 7 days are the 7 days of Pesach. Sukkot, it's Shivas Yom of Sukkot. And Shavuos is the first day of Yontif plus 6 days afterwards.
And from, was that a Pesach or what?
Yeah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Darshan's from a Pesach. The week it says Shalosh Pam Bashana Yiro calls Bruchah Es Bnei Hashem Lekecha, like we say in Musaf. B'cha Gamat Es Chag Hashavuos V'Chag Hasukkos B'lo Yiro Es Bnei Hashem Lekecha. The Gemara says Shalosh Pam Bashana Chag Pesach Chag Hashavuos and Chag Hasukkos. It seems that you're given an equal opportunity in all three Yomim Tovim. So all three Yomim Tovim have 7 days.
It took them longer than a day to come to Yerushalayim from all over the soil.
Possibly.
So
possibly.
Why is it Yom Tavoyach only the day after?
Because this is actually a Taisus Rid. The Taisus Rid says the first day was the day when there was the highest count, the highest number of people which came. There was Yontav itself for everybody in Yerushalayim. After that, the first day after Yontav was a very popular day. People, whoever could come on that day, maybe they started, early in the morning. They left the house 4 o'clock in the morning, and they were still in time to bring on the first day because it's the first opportunity. So you had a Yom Tavoyach not only when it was Chal B'Shabbos, but even if it was Chal B'Chol, you would have a Yom Tavoyach. So this would explain why. The Shulchan Aruch says there's an Issa Lesanas Moitzach Chag Shavuos, whatever Shavuos is Chal, not Dafka on Shabbos, but even other days as well. However, there was a very interesting point that the Mishnah points out there in Chagiga, in Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah says that actually when Shavuos was Chal on Shabbos, the following day, Sunday, we shouldn't really make it into too much of a yontav, the Yom Tavoyach. We shouldn't really make an Issa Hesped V'Tanis, and we shouldn't make an Issa Melocha, because that looks like we're following the Tzedokim. The Tzedokim held the Shavuos is always Sunday. So the Mishnah says, in order not to show that we're subscribing to the shitta of the tzedakim, we have to be careful not to make the Sunday immediately after Shavuos appear like a yontif. And the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol, although he would normally wear, he should normally wear his big day yontif, he didn't wear big day yontif on the Sunday, the day after Shavuos, if it was Shabbos, if Shavuos was Shabbos, to show that it's not yontif, it's not really yontif. So actually, the Achronim asked the Kasha, the Mishnah Melech asked this Kasha. Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Klei Amigdosh, Perek Vov Halachetes. The Mishnah Melech says, so if when Shavuos is Chal B'Shabbos, we try and make the following day, Sunday, into an ordinary day, not to make it look like a Yom Tov, why does the Mechaber say, Osel Lisanus Moitzoy Chag HaShavuos, apparently, whenever Shavuos is? And really, when Shavuos is Chal B'Shabbos, faket, it's Mutta B'Hesped, Mutta B'Tanis, Mutta B'Melocha, in order not to look as though we're celebrating. So the Mishnah Melech leaves that Shver, he says, if the reason is like the Magen Avraham says, that the Inyan of Yisro Chag is Als the Yom Tavoyach, then the Mechaber should have made a Chilek and should have said, when Shavuos is Chal B'Shabbos, then it's different.
Why is it called Yom Tuer, not Yom Zvich? Zevach.
Yom Tavoyach is the Loshni. It's the Loshna Mishnah. It's the Loshna Mishnah. There's different phrases got into the Loshna Mishnah. The Loshna Mishnah is very often different to Loshen HaKodesh, regular Loshen HaKodesh. There's Loshen Mikra Lechud and Loshen Mishnah Lechud. Like Rashi, Allah Torah often says, Loshen Mishnah Matzima Haba, says Rashi. In a certain dialect of Loshen HaKodesh, they called it Yom Tavoyach. So that was the Ha'ora on the Shitta of the Mechaber. If we learn according to the Gro, that the Mechaber is really just telling us that it's a Yisro Chag for Achila and Shtia, which applies to every Yom Tov, then it's not Shver. The Shulchan Aruch just says, Asa L'Sanas Moitzoy Chag HaShavuos, but Be'emes, in principle, it applies to every Yom Tov. There is an original pshat in why the Shulchan Aruch said it only Dafka by Chag HaShavuos and not every Yom Tov, which I saw in Tshuvas Binyan Shleima. Binyan Shleima is from Reb Shleima HaKoyen Mivilna. In the back of the Gemara, there's Agoas from the Cheshek Shleima. It's the same Mechaber. In Tshuvas Binyan Shleima, Simen Lamed Beis, he wants to offer a just a pen somewhere. He wants to offer an original idea. He says, we know there's a famous machlekes regarding Yontif between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that every Yontif should be split up chetzi lachem, chetzi lachem. Rabbi Eliezer says you can make it oy kule lachem, oy kule lachem. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a person who wants to spend the whole day in the Beis HaMedrash, davening and learning, and that's all he does, he doesn't eat. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that's lachatchila. That's atzeres l'Hashem alekecha. You're making atzeres l'Hashem alekecha. Or, says Rabbi Eliezer, you can choose to have an atzeres lachem. You can have an atzeres with achila and shtia. Rabbi Yeshua says, chelkehu, divide it. Chetzi lachem, chetzi l'Hashem. Says the Binyan Shleima, what's the halacha in this machlokes? So it's strange, because the Shulchan Aruch seems to purposely avoid making a psak on this issue. The Rambam says that when a person has his yontiv, he has a mitzvah of simcha, and the Rambam says the mitzvah of simcha is achila and shtia, and noshim b'roi lehem, ktanim b'roi lehem. You have to make sure everybody in the family has simcha and yontiv. And then the Rambam continues, he says, however, don't make the whole day just achila shtia. And the Rambam gives you a whole timetable of how you should run your day on Yontif, that it works out, it's Chetzi Lachem and Chetzi Lashem. He says you go to Daven in the morning, and then afterwards you come and you have a Suda, then you go back again to the base of Medrash, and then you Daven Mincha, then afterwards you come home and you have an Achila and Shtia the rest of the afternoon. That's the Rambam's prescription for Chetzi Lachem and Chetzi Lashem. The Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Hilchos Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch brings the first part of the Rambam, that a person should be b'simcha, not only himself, but anoshim b'ro ilahem, noshim b'ro ilahem, ketanim b'ro ilahem. He says how you should be b'simcha, make sure the whole family is b'simcha. And he's quoting from the Rambam. And then when he gets to the bit of the Rambam to divide up chetzi lachem, chetzi lashem, he doesn't quote that bit. He doesn't mention chetzi lachem, chetzi lashem. Says the Binyan Shleimer, that if you look in the Rishonim, although most of the Rishonim Paskin, like Rabbi Yeshua, Chetzi Lachem, Chetzi Lashem, however, there are some Rishonim, for example, the Balamoir in Psochim. The Balamoir in Psochim, he Paskins, you can do like Rabbi Lezer, you want to do Kule Lachem, you can do Kule Lachem. You want to do Kule Lashem, you can do Kule Lashem. Because the Halacha says the Balamoir is like Rabbi Lezer. Says the Bin Yishleimah, the Shulchan Aruch decided he's not being machria. He's not deciding in this machlekes. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch left it out. So the Bin Yishleimah says a svara. He says, if on Yontif itself, if a person wants, they can have a Yontif kule l'Hashem, without achila and shtia. Can the Shulchan Aruch say that the day after Yontif Isru Chag, you should have achila and shtia? If the Yontif itself doesn't have a chi of achila and shtia, then it doesn't make sense to say Isru Chag, you also have to keep it going and also have an achila and shtia. But I didn't celebrate my yontif with achila and shtia, so it doesn't make sense to say Isru Chag. However, that's for all Yom Tovim. However, when it comes to Moitzoi Chag HaShavuos, what does the Gemara say in Psochim? The Gemara says in Psochim that even Rebbe Lezer, who holds you can have Kulei LaHashem on Pesach and on Sukkos, but not on Shavuos. Shavuos, Kula Alma Moidu, Debat Seres, Bo'inon, Nami Lochem. Even Rebbe Lezer agrees that on Shavuos you must have an Achila and Shtia. Why? The Gemara says, Yoim Shenibna Voitarli Yisrael. You have to show, you can't, by sitting in the base of Medrash, you haven't shown that you're celebrating, you're learning Torah, but you're not celebrating Matan Torah. To celebrate Matan Torah, we're human beings, and when we celebrate with Achila and Shtia. So says the Gemara, if you're celebrating Matan Torah, you must have an Achila and Shtia. There's no Machlaikas. Even Rebbe Lezer agrees, the Yontif and Shavuos must have Achila and Shtia. Says the Bin Shleima, on Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch couldn't say you have a Chiyav, or an Inyan of Isru Chag of Achila and Shtia, because maybe Pesach you're going to do Kulei Lashem. Sukkot you're going to do Kulei Lashem. Or B'Shavuos you have no choice, you have to have Lachem. So the Mele, the Shulchan Aruch says, but Moitzoi Chag HaShavuos, there, that's where the Shulchan Aruch says, Osel lehis anois, there you take have to have an Achila and Shtia. That's the Binyan Shleimer's original solution for why the Shulchan Aruch only says it here. Now I want to finish off with something from one of the big Bali Machshove in Agoda, Reb Tzadik HaKoyim Lublin. He has a very nice thought on the whole Inyan of Isru Chag, and why Isru Chag Shavuos has a special inyan of Achil and Shtir more than any other Isru Chag. Rabbi Tzadik was famous for giving very broad perspectives on everything, sometimes very lofty, using the Sifri Kabbalah, but he gave very broad perspectives how to view the Dinim and Minhagim, which we're doing anyway, but to give a certain hashkofa of how to view it. And he says that we go from Pesach till Shavuos on a journey of conditioning and training ourselves how to relate to Achila and Shtia. But Emes, he says, the Gemara says in Brochus that the whole concept of Achila and Shtia, we have to eat and drink, but it also sometimes is an indulgence. And the Gemara says, Omri Inshi, it's a saying, Moli Kreisei, for a person to fill their stomach, which means to indulge, Zanya Bishi. Zanya Bishi, says Rashi, it's Mimine chatoim horoim. It's one of the averas. Although the food might be kosher lemahadrin, but if a person overindulges in eating and drinking, it brings a person down. It makes him more animalistic. It makes him more of a magushim, and therefore it can bring him to averas. And Rabbi Tzadik adds, he says, what was the first avera of mankind? Achila from the Eitz Hadas. The first avera was alidei achila. So he says, we see that achila can be a vehicle for a person going in the wrong direction. So he says, therefore, we have a course, and it's a long course. He says, it begins with Pesach. Pesach, our achila, is very much regulated, to put it mildly. Even bread, we can't have bread. Staple diet. Bread? No bread. Lechem oini. So it's only a certain type of bread. And as the Rishonim say, matzah doesn't have the Sa'oya Shabbaisa. The Sa'oya Shabbaisa is the symbol of the Yetzer Hara. It's matzah, the Sforim write, the Achilas matzah gives a Kedusha into a person's Achila. And Reb Tzadok points out, he says, the only time we ever make a brocha, Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu al achilas something, is only on Pesach. There's other mitzvahs achila on Shabbos, mitzvahs achila Erev Yom Kippur. There are mitzvahs achila other time in the year, but when do we say Asher Kiddushonu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivonu al achilas? Only al achilas matzah, al achilas moroi. He says, because the mitzvah achilas matzah actually gives a kedusha to a person as Asher Kiddushan of Mitzvoisa, and we go through 7 days of that. But he says we're not yet there. After Pesach, we still haven't got it quite right, because he says we don't have the assistance and the protection of Limud HaTorah. So then we continue our journey with 7 weeks of Hachana, 7 weeks of Hachana to have a fresh relationship with Torah. And then at the end of the 7 weeks, we have this Man Matan Torah Seinu, and we reconnect with our commitment and our connection, our Shaychus to Torah. Then once a person has a strong Shaychus to Torah, then he's safe. Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Borosi Yetzer Hara, Borosi Torah Tavlin, Torah's Tavlin. Once you have the Torah, then that keeps a person on the right track, that the achila and shtia won't lead him astray. Says Reb Tzadok, once you come to Shavuos, kula alma moide bat seres bo'ina nami lochem. Shavuos, you've got to get it right. Shavuos, now that you've got the Torah as well, now you've got to demonstrate that my achila and shtia is going to assist my limud haTorah. It's not going to pull me away. But says Reb Tzadok, then Shavuos is over. Now we get back to normal. There's a normal working day, the day after Shavuos. A normal working day? No. We've got the message. Says Reb Tzadok, we've got the message that after this long course, this long conditioning from Pesach right to Shavuos, we've got the message. And it's safe. It's safe for us to indulge a little bit, to have an extra achil and shtia, because we're now confident that we understand achil and shtia has its place. It's supposed to assist and enhance our limud haTorah, but never to be a contradiction. So he says, this is the idea that on Moitzi Chag HaShavuos, on Isra Chag Shavuos, we should dafka lekula alma, we should make it a point of having an achila and shtia to appreciate that we've got this message. So Rabbi Yisrael, I'll say, es gesundheit.